Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. We are here at the on the 10th of September, 2020. Carl Bott, Chris Clark, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, they are on the cusp of cutting edge when it comes to surgery and care of their patients. Your health, your choice. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So good morning, and I'm here with Trish, who has the
weather. It's 58 degrees. Boy, just balmy and cool this morning. It feels so
58.
Good. 58 degrees. It's going to be 92 today.
Well,
this evening
yesterday. Yeah, yesterday it was a lot cooler because of the smoke haze that was over us.
Do you know, and it was, but even in the evening, I had the windows open and the front door and everything kind of air, but because the smoke wasn't so bad down there, but it was actually cool. I had to shut the door because it was getting really cold in the front room, which was delightful. I was enjoying that. And on Tuesday, on Friday, we're looking at a high of 94 and a low of 62. Saturday, 95 and 60, and on Sunday, 92 and 59. On Monday, 88 and 59, and it looks like it's in the 80s for the next, so often, down the next 10 days forecast. So that's going to be really helpful if we can keep going into the wind. That'll help the fire danger as well.
Yeah, get the humidity up a little bit.
Exactly. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, Asud, you got a quick update with fires, because I know this could go on for hours.
Okay. According to the U.S. Forest Service Plumas National Forest Operator, we do have the North Complex of fires that's growing at a rate of 1,000 acres per 30 minutes, resulting in
yesterday
an additional...
Yesterday was 1,000 acres per hour.
Yes. Well, per 30 minutes, that's half an hour.
I know, that's what I mean. Yesterday
yeah,
it was
crazy.
Per hour. So
oh, yeah, yeah.
Up,
so
it's picking up.
It is, you're absolutely
it's
right. Now I get
I
you.
Always am.
I have to remember that, right?
That's a pretty
follow,
guessy statement with all these women laugh. In the stadium.
Yeah, you know what? Come to think of it, that may not have been the smartest
yeah, you're outnumbered here, Carl.
Well, wow. I'm still employed, so I agree with you 100%.
You know what? Another reason to love you.
The North Complex at 254,000 acres, 38% containment. The Sheep Fire near Plumas is at 29,570 acres, 95% contained. And we had a couple of communities destroyed. Berry Creek was leveled. And that is northeast
that.
Of Oroville, Talent, Oregon, also leveled to its to cinders. So,
what about Happy Camp?
And the Happy Camp, I'm going to have to find that one
okay.
for you. But we do have the Creek Fire near Fresno at 163,138 acres, 0% contained.
Well, they were, and they're afraid because that one's moving toward Yellowstone.
Wow.
Not Yellowstone, Yosemite.
Yosemite.
Yosemite. Yeah,
I think,
Yosemite.
Yeah.
Talent, Oregon. I lived there when I was a baby.
Wow, it's no longer there.
No.
Okay, now back
okay.
to you.
Thank you. Hey, we're very happy to have Julie Winter with us today, former mayor of Reading, and now just a city council person,
just
a city council
yes.
person until you know y'all do it by.
We rotate, yeah.
You
rotate every
like,
year.
It's like time under the helmet, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was glad not to be mayor this year.
Oh, you know what, Adam. Adam came in here.
I have felt sorry for him.
Well, you know what? He welcomes. He doesn't welcome the COVID. He doesn't do any of this stuff. He says, but I really feel that I can, you know, I can handle all of these things that are coming through.
That's good.
I mean, in the sense of, you know, he's had the training in the military and all these things that he said when it happened, it's tough, as you know, but it's not overwhelming. If you just kind of like take it, that elephant, and eat it. Bite at a time, even though it's tough.
Yeah, so, it's been quite a year.
Why did it take so long for the city council to open up the chambers and let people come in there and speak?
Well, we were actually still following the guidelines, the state guidelines of not having people gather. And so the county went another route, but we were actually doing what most other cities were doing within the state of California. So we felt it was difficult we didn't want to have to police people and making sure that people were kept 6 feet apart. So this was a compromise, a way for us to get people could still come in and could speak to us.
Did you have people at the back of the chambers from the beginning? And I just misunderstood that.
No, at the very beginning, we actually closed the chambers. Then right. that was based on the governor's rule. But we were eventually able to get it opened up and allowed I think up to four people in the room at one time. But those people could come in and speak. We kind of moved the podium so it was central, so people could speak right directly at us. Then we asked them to speak and then go ahead and step out so the next person could come in.
Okay.
And we've been doing that for a while, and of course allowing people to watch online and comment online and email us. So,
well, how many emails would you all get a week, would you say?
Oh, it would depend on the issue, but on several issues, I would get, you know, maybe seven to ten emails
Like 100 or 150?
No, but then we weren't dealing with as many issues that were perhaps as controversial. Okay. So it felt like people could communicate with us. I didn't feel like,
yeah, the county was taking it hard. I mean, the county just got beat up.
Yeah.
And frankly, I don't see why it took so long to put a microphone in the back of the chambers.
Right.
Because you're separated by 100 feet.
Right.
I think it wasn't so much about them being exposed to the board as it was the group of people congregating.
Well, the people speak. Yeah, well, mm-hmm. outside, let them congregate. They're adults, and it's not up to the mm-hmm. to the board to do that.
I mean,
if they want to congregate outside, you know, that's up to them. They're all, you know, adults.
Yeah.
As long as they have a way of speaking directly to the city council and to the board of supervisors. That was my heartburn on this. And the fact, you know, that it's still safe. You can require them to, you know, to stay back.
So. Yeah. And we had people watching online who would email online, too. So, but not everybody's as tech savvy to be able to do that. But I never got complaints. Like, I never got one email saying, I'm really upset that you're not open and I can't come and speak. Because we tried to make a way available for people to give us the information they need to.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Julie Winter, who is a Reading City Councilman running for re-election. And we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by one of Trish's favorite stores, or I guess you could say favorite products, and that's Sleep Number.
Absolutely.
You've had this product for, what, 20 years?
20 years, probably.
20 years?
20 years, yeah.
Wow. Well, Linda and I have had it probably about 6 years now, and I can tell you this is the most comfortable sleep we've ever had. You go to sleep on the mattress, which you can adjust. Like my Sleep Number setting is 55 and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. So it's different firmness in the bed. They've got the Sleep Number 360 smart bed that adjusts to you as you move through the night. And right now they're having this huge sale where it's the biggest sale of the year when all beds are on sale for a limited time. You can save 50%.
Wow.
Yeah, on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Shop your way at the Sleep Number store. It's at the Target Shopping Center over there next to the Vitamin Shop. I don't go over to the Vitamin Shop. I said we talk about them every day, too. Hey, you guys are getting free advertising. Next to this shop that says vitamins on it, you can shop online at sleepnumber.com or by chat. You know, Sleep Number is rated in their category 1 and 2 by Consumer Reports. That's
pretty
good.
It's the best investment you'll ever make. It really is.
It will be.
You can tell the difference when you travel, you come back, slip into that Sleep Number bed. My sleep set number is also 55.
Yeah.
But it's just, you adjust it. If you're feeling a little extra yard work that day, adjust it up or down. Makes all the difference.
Okay. 7:14 in the morning. Our guest is Julie Winter, Carl Bott, and Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
Climbing up on Southbury Hill, I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Out of the night, he was something to observe. Came in close, I heard.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it is 7:19 in the morning here on the 10th of September. Our guest is Julie Winter. And Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
You're running for re-election.
I am.
Why? I'm not being sarcastic or anything like, or cynical or anything like that, but you know, this is a tough job.
It is. That's what my husband asked me too. Why?
Why are you?
He'd love for me not to run again. But you know, it's actually been an enjoyable process. Although the city has been through, good grief, it feels like we went from one crisis and reeled to the next between the $30 million deficit in our budget to the car fire. To Snowmageddon and then COVID. So, you know, it's been challenging these last 4 years. But in spite of that, we've had a lot of momentum on things going forward too. I mean, gosh, our unemployment rate was down you know, in the 4%, which
is
historical.
We were lower than other parts.
And we've got all this Block 7 grants, all this downtown revitalization. We're starting.
We were on a roll.
We were on a roll, and it's fun. And I just want to keep that. I want to keep that momentum going. We still have a lot of pans in the fire, and I see opportunities ahead too. So I want to give it another 4 years. I'm excited to do it.
You know, I found when I was involved, you really get to where you feel like you can. Finally got control and a complete picture in your mind. It takes a while.
Because
government is more complicated than people actually think about. There's more wheels involved before you can just make a decision. So it gives you a little while to really get the full picture to where you feel like you've got a handle on it now and you can make some really good decisions and help guide.
Right.
As opposed to it just trying to react.
When I have the other candidates on, the new candidates that are running, we've had everybody on now that, except Adam, and Adam's been on before. I don't drill into them like I do somebody that's been in the job. When I talk unfunded liabilities, I mean, it's such a huge thing. How can they have their arms around it without being sitting there watching it every day?
Right.
But I can ask you the unfunded liabilities.
Yeah.
This is still a problem.
So we have a really good plan going forward on our budget. For our 10-year budget, we have taken into account, God willing, the state doesn't drop the discount rate again, then we'll be coming back.
Yeah.
But we are paying those obligations. We have those in our budget, and it's true. I mean, those are monies that we still will owe the state. In about 10 years or so, you're going to start to see those drop off. And I think PARS drops off here pretty soon. It's at 2022. So that's going to help as well. So we are just eating away at that. The other strategy is we're having all of our labor groups pay more into retirement. So that's helping as well. So going forward, according to our 10-year budget, we have enough to pay our pensions.
For 10 years?
Well, we plan a 10-year budget out. But
is this like a mortgage, you would say?
That's one way you could look at it. You don't pay your whole mortgage off. You pay it according to what what you bring in. So we don't have the money to go and borrow however many millions of dollars to pay all our prepay all of our pensions. We have chosen not to do that and to just pay for it monthly as we go. We actually pay it, I should say this, we pay it a year ahead of time. And that saves us several hundred thousand dollars in interest fees. So we pay the state a year in advance, and we do that by borrowing. We could pay it monthly. We have enough in our budget to do that, but we borrow money from REU, and then we pay REU back interest over the year. So it's kind of a win-win. REU gets some interest. We can prepay and pay less money, and that gives us, you know, more operating money. So pensions are being paid, and they're budgeted for years to come.
Are the unions paying, you say you're paying more?
They
into
are.
It?
Every time we negotiate, you know, we have 11 labor groups, mm-hmm. so that we're always negotiating with one labor group or another. We have negotiated up a couple of percent each time. So we have a lot of our labor groups. And when I came on, many of the labor groups were maybe, some of them weren't paying anything. Some were maybe paying 2%, 4%. Most of those groups are now up to like 12%. So we have
And that's appropriate, Julie, because it does say the employee share.
Right. Right.
And so there was a way back, and I was part of, I was on the council when they first started doing that, and I argued vehemently
mm-hmm.
that there's a reason it's called the employee share.
Right.
And voted consistently against that, the government, either cities or counties, taking over that employee share.
Sure.
That's part of their retirement. They should be paying that
portion.
And then we should pay the employers.
Right. Where we're really in trouble, and I don't know if people really understand this, it's not with our current employees. Our current
retirement.
The current employees are paying in. They're all paying their share. That's not the problem. It's the people who retired earlier who never paid in.
Not their fault.
No, it's not their fault.
And that's the whole issue, that the boards made that decision.
They did.
Back when things were flush.
Back when things were flush. And I remember several people I served with can remember me saying, you do realize at some point
the chickens
are going
to come home
to roost. You're in a position where you're trying to fund two complete systems.
Yep.
You're going to be having two sets of employees, those that are retired. Your budget's going to have to double to do that. They're going to be, oh, no, Trish, PERS will be healthy forever. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah,
we see what happened.
Yeah, you were right, Trish. That was very prophetic.
Okay, well, it's moving from that into the amount of greenness we have to be. We're blessed to have RU from 1921 when they made that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we're still being forced to go green. Gavin Newsom said that when we started having brownouts earlier last month, he said solar and wind can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're divesting themselves of natural gas.
Yep.
What can we do to ensure that we're going to continue to have?
So, fortunately, REU, we have, I think it's seven natural gas power generators, and we have been using those, and we have been kind of sitting pretty compared to some of the other, cities for sure. And so those are, we're going to need, it's unrealistic to think at this point that we can get everything green, unless we're going to pay out the wazoo for it, because, you know, solar and wind only run at certain times of the day, and people need their air conditioners at night. We've been successful at REU. We haven't had to have the brownouts because of those natural gas generators. Those natural gas generators are also right now have been fired up because of the heat, and we have been making money. REU has been selling that money out on the grid to many other municipalities. So that's been good for REU coffers. That helps us to keep our rates down. So when we are looking at rates next year, we're going to have that extra money in the bank from selling energy.
Well, it's just like unfunded liabilities. And by the way, the city council has nothing to do with this. This is a state thing.
Right.
Is that in about 10 years.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
They're supposed to do away with natural gas, even though the natural gas is cheaper than it ever has been.
I agree.
And there's no way that renewable assets will be able to take care of this.
And the electric cars and all those things still require all of that.
They still have to be charged.
Yeah. This is a conversation that the state of California is going to have. The citizens are going to have to get a handle on this, because there is no feasible way, as you indicate, that they can go completely green.
There isn't. Not at this
you
point.
You can't do it and it's still not, have power. No.
Not until you get battery storage, you need changes in technology to get significantly cheap battery storage for solar where you could capture it. Right now it's like rain, it just runs away. You don't have like a cistern or something that you can keep it. We just don't have that with solar yet. Now that will eventually come. So until that time comes, we're going to need natural gas. I don't see any other way around it.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization. They're on the cutting edge of technology with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system they have here that allows them to go in a lot less intrusively, which means less pain, quicker recovery times, and reduced risk when they're using this suite of surgical instruments there. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. We'll be right back.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Tune
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, the premier retirement community in Northern California. This is a great place if you've decided you've had enough of the yard work.
Happy homeowner.
You know, happy homeowner stuff. It's there. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. And, gourmet chefs, they have transportation around town. If you'd rather take that, it's a great place to kind of spike out from, you know, when you go travel in this, and they're pet friendly. Yeah, all of that. Give Brian a call. 238-5981. Go in and talk to him. See what it's about down there at River Commons Senior Living. Wear less, smile more. Trish Clark and I are here with Julie Winter. Hey, Julie, just a question. The battle with Reading Rancheria. The letter that was written saying we oppose this. When you look back on that, is that something that, now that you look at writing a letter of opposition as opposed to a letter of concern, is this something you all would do differently?
I don't think so. There was that vote was unanimous, and we had received, I cannot tell you on that project how many emails I received some in support, but the vast majority opposed to the project. And I spoke to a lot of different community groups, and the council just really felt this was not a good project for that property.
What was the main concern of the people who were opposing?
There were several concerns. Traffic was a huge concern. The effects on public safety without there being a way to actually fund from a guaranteed way to fund the additional impact that would have on public safety, on police and fire was also a huge piece of it. And just because with a casino, you bring in crime. And there's already a substantial number of calls for service at the existing casino. So bringing that over, that was probably the biggest concern. We know that the county was going to be heavily impacted, and we felt, you know, we're all part of the county. We felt we needed to support those issues as well.
Well, the Ready Rancheria also is one of the prime movers for jobs. And they buy from local vendors. It was going to be 700 new jobs. It was going to be thousands of jobs while it was being constructed. And they will argue that those calls, lots of those calls, were from them to the police to come pick up people that they had.
Yeah. So
was there any? Yeah. I mean, did you all work with them and say, hey, you know, we've got a problem? I mean, even though it's a county thing. Was there any attempts to work with them?
We definitely worked with the county. We had conversations with the Rancheria as well. So this, you know, I looked at this issue from both sides. You know, they are a sovereign nation. I completely understand that. We also felt they had an opportunity. They had an economic opportunity, and they took that opportunity in building the current casino where they're at. And so by buying additional land, by kind of going around some of the CEQA processes that are required for other projects, we just didn't feel this was a good project for that piece of property.
What kind of project? But you all sold them the land.
The council prior to us sold
the
land.
Sold them the land.
Right. I don't think the council realized what the intent of that piece was going to be used for.
What do you think that they use it for? Grazing of goats?
I don't know. I wasn't in the council's head
at
that
time.
Would
you do the same thing with somebody else that was going to put a shopping center up there?
Well, there's definitely some environmental concerns of that piece being along the river. There would be, and it would have to meet all the CEQA guidelines. Don't know that if the rancheria had to go through the CEQA process, if it would have even passed. They went through NEPA, but not CEQA. It's a different process.
How much pressure did Red Emerson put on the council?
Red Emerson? I never spoke to Red Emerson.
So no pressure from the Sierra Pacific?
There was a group that was organized and that was in Sierra Pacific was involved with. You know, there was a large group, a community group. We got a lot of emails from that group, but I'd had no formal conversations with Mr. Emerson.
What about the lawsuit that's going on right now? That the Ready Rancheria has sued the city about the sale of land that essentially blocks them from using their land.
They still have access to the road based on the current zoning, which is agricultural zoning. So they'll still have access to the property that way.
They won't. Tell me about the sale of the land. Was it advertised in all this? And then it was a Sierra Pacific Holdings bought it, right?
It was an LLC that approached the city to buy it. I actually didn't know that surplus land was there, honestly. I'll be honest that we even had that piece. And any private party can come and approach us to buy land. And so Rancheria could have approached us to buy that piece. They did not.
Well, if they didn't know about it and you didn't know about it, and then somebody came in to buy it, shouldn't you at least advertise it?
I think I could argue that either way. Property sale, excess property is out there, and if a party wants to come in, property conversations are considered closed session.
Well,
so,
and they were. They were done in closed session, yeah. So in secret, you sold the land to Sierra Pacific LLC, I think it's the daughter of, it may not be Sierra Pacific, but it's the daughter of Red Emerson without other people knowing about it in a closed session. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
But real estate transactions are an allowable CEQA thing. It's not in secret. It's an allowable negotiation thing for
real estate. Yeah, but when you have something like this, that it just appears that the city council has rolled and said, okay, we're going to block the casino by selling this land in a closed session without anybody knowing. Do you see how, I mean, that to me is, you know, frankly, I'm ambivalent, except for the fact is, this has got, you know, this is a multi-million-dollar projects we're talking here, and it was done in secret.
Well, remember, too, we didn't do it until the Rancheria had said they had pulled back put their application on hold.
They put it on hold. They were clear about that. I think they said, you know what, with all the stuff that's going on, we're going to put it on hold. But then the city effectively made sure by selling this land to Ms. Emerson that nothing was going to happen without offering anybody a chance to maybe, I mean, we could have sold it. Maybe the Rancheria would come in there and given us $1 million more. I mean, I don't understand it.
It was a private party that came to us and were offering fair market value for that property. And we consider those on many city properties that don't necessarily get advertised out there. So it wasn't advertised. No, it was not advertised.
There's a lawsuit over this. I mean, a lawsuit. And what happens if, you know, they're saying, I mean.
I have to be, now we're going to be, let me just tell you, I got to be super careful.
And I'm not going to ask specifics of the lawsuit because, you know, I'm not going
to
do that.
Ask our city attorney not to speak
yeah,
to
no,
it. Yeah,
no, but what, and I won't ask. But what, to me, it's the process that brought us to this, that when I heard about it, and I talked to a senior member of the city, you know, government, not a city council member, who was appalled at this, how this happened, because it just makes the city government like, oh, we're rubbing elbows with Sierra Pacific.
And unfortunately,
you took sides. You really took sides.
But unfortunately, and perception is half of what we fight.
Yeah.
Perception,
yeah.
I think you guys do a good job. Is more important than the reality of the situation. What the citizens perceive about their government is why we're in so much trouble. Yeah. From the federal government right down to dog catcher.
Well, I'll just be honest. I was supportive of this sale to this holdings because of the plans of those holdings to go to Shasta Land Trust to preserve that area. It's a beautiful piece of property, and for environmental reasons, I believe that property should stay in its current state. So
yeah.
I was supportive of the sale.
And so you effectively, or the city council has, and this will be the last thing I say about it, the city council's effectively blocked off the casino by selling this because it just takes away that other entrance.
It takes away an access. They would have to have access from another part of their property.
So they'd have to build an off-ramp as opposed to using the one that's already there?
They would.
Okay.
I think so. I'm not sure what the other options are for them. I shouldn't say I'm not clear on that.
Well, Tracy Edwards is coming in at 8, so maybe we can ask her that. Let's take a quick break because I want to come back. Here's a good question. What do you want to do in the next 4 years? Okay. We're going to take a quick break and come right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
This is Carl Bott and Dr. Paul DeNuca. During the Civil War, Abe Lincoln said, a house divided against itself cannot stand.
We can get through difficult times if we pull together as a country and a community. What can you do? We invite you to join a grassroots effort to unite our community through blood donations on September 11th, the National Day of Service and Remembrance. We already have 17 organizations committed to raise at least 170 blood donations. One blood donation saves three lives and raises the spirit of the donor. We need you to lift our community up.
Find us on Facebook at the event page, Equality, Unity, and Love, or call Vitalant at 243-0160 to make an appointment. Remember, September 11th, the National Day of Service. Call Vitalant at 243-0160 and make a difference.
We are all in this together.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And our guest is Julie Winter, who is running for re-election at Reading City Council. And Julie, 4 years, the next 4 years, if you win.
Yes.
What would you like to see happen around
well,
here?
Well, we have a lot of momentum going, so I want to get that going. COVID slowed us down a little bit, but we've got over $300 million in construction projects happening right now throughout the community. We've got we have the Block 7 grants that we need to continue to work with the downtown project and keep those kinds of things moving. I think that's really important. Public safety remains a top issue, and so we're able to hire seven officers and two code enforcement staff this round, but I'd really like to see us add an MPU unit for downtown. So increasing, fully funding our police and getting our police up to full staffing would be a priority for me as well. I'd like to.
So you're not into defunding the police?
No, we did that in 2010. We were first adopters. Yeah. It didn't work well for us.
How'd that work for us?
It did not work good. Yeah. No. Our police are understaffed, and so we need to add more police. That's not saying that we shouldn't address, you know, mental health, and we're talking about getting some more mentally health-trained people on that mobile crisis to be able to respond to people in crisis. So I think that's definitely a good thing.
There was a meeting the other day with Chief Shuler and Donnell Ewart from the Health and Human mm-hmm. Services about mm-hmm. putting a team out.
Yeah.
On every shift
that's trained with mental health.
Well, maybe it's starting with the busiest shift that's trained in mental health. Yeah. They're going to be in civilian clothes, the whole thing to lessen it. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I knew that's been in the works. We've been working and planning on that, and I think that's a great thing because we have many people in crisis, in mental health crisis. And so that's a very good thing.
But having them respond with the police department, because you need both.
Yes.
You can't just send mental health people out on police calls.
No, it's not safe.
No, it's not safe for the people involved in the whole situation. Certainly isn't safe for the department that's going out to respond.
Yeah.
They're police calls. They need to be handled as such. having that mental health presence will make all the difference.
I think it's a really smart strategy. So those are some of the things. Definitely like to work to see what we can do to continue to try to get air flight status. And I think we need to look for, opportunities that are going to come our way. COVID has changed the way we're doing things. It's changing. You're getting a lot more people who are working from home. There's a lot more distance learning. There are opportunities that will come our way, I believe, in perhaps funding and things from the state. So we need to be able to capture those grants, those monies, and see how we can capture those skilled workers to move here. Well, the biggest thing we need for our business right now is skilled workers.
I was going to ask you because I think we need to place an emphasis on all of those skilled labor jobs that are not being covered.
Yep.
Expand the things you're doing with building industry.
Yep.
All of those different things, because one of the things you hear, we do have a building boom in Shasta County, and one of the things I hear from all of the people who are doing the work, the plumbers, the electricians, the craftsmen, the carpenters, all the tradespeople, they need apprentices, they need people that they can train to get to the jobs that are out there, and you can't get somebody to work on your project.
Exactly, and that's part,
very
you know,
important.
Part of what Shasta Builders Exchange is
exactly.
doing. And you can't, you know, farm that out to India. So those are people that we need here. Definitely the trade. Shasta College is involved with that as well. Bethel School of Technology, I sit on the board of that, really increasing their enrollment so that we can get people trained up in all the different IT and coding, so like a coding camp certified to make more skilled workers available. You know, we can attract those workers here. People are fleeing the Bay Area, and you wouldn't believe, I got to be careful what I say, but there's the interest in Stillwater Business Park is like I've never seen.
Well, they
seen
had that
it.
One is looking at buying half of the property there.
Panetta
or something like that?
Yep.
I didn't pronounce that right.
But, Panettone.
Panettone. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, kind of like the Pentatonics, except it's Panettone. I know you got to run. Last thoughts.
I just think it's I'm looking forward to another 4 years. This is a time to put people on the council who have experience, who know all the players, and can really leverage their community connections to move things forward. We have lots of pans in the fire. We get that $5 million grant for adding amenities down at Caldwell Park. All of those things as we get the downtown to Diesel Horse bike trail, those are the things that attract those young millennials to move here, to work here. Those are the skilled workers that we want. We'll have the increased housing downtown. So those are just some exciting things that are happening. Our city's going to look very different in the next couple of years in a very positive way, and I want to be part of that.
Okay. Julie Winder.
Thanks so much, Julie. We enjoyed the interview.
Thank you so much.
Okay. For having me.
All right. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, things that with the fires going on, Trish, I had Dan Bean on last week, and he talked about how they've gotten, I didn't get a chance to ask Julie this, about the fire break that's going around Redding.
Yes.
That sounded, do you want to talk some more?
No, that'd be great to have him on.
Well, I had him on, he talked about, Julie's walking out the door here, but Dan was on talking about how the fire break went along the lines, the switching stations.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I think that's important, and I think that it's worthwhile to note that the fire departments and the police departments for all of our jurisdictions, during this fire thing you mentioned, there's a lot of communication going on, making sure to ensure that the North State, because they're being requested on a regular basis to bring engines to all of these other fires up and down the state and all over, I want the people to be assured that our fire departments are working together to make sure that we're covered, that our departments are not depleting their staff to cover all these fires up and down the state, because we're just a moment away. Every day we're getting starts. We're getting bad fires that are being put under control quickly, and so we need to be sure. And we are. They're really on it. I want people to know that.
A friend of mine is a retired fire chief and from Southern California, and his wife also worked in fire, fire fighting profession too. And he said that right now the combustible parts are so high.
Oh,
and
incredible.
And the burning, you know, I mean, and there's, they have names for it, but what it essentially means is this, you know, it's so dry. The explosive part of this is so high. And I asked him, when Shasta County in danger this year?
Absolutely.
And we burnt it. Oh, yeah.
Major.
Exactly what he said. He said, oh,
Tinderbox.
Yeah, that we are just like everybody else, and we've had – that's why when you see a grass fire, that's why they just fall all over on that. You know, the fire departments get in there, they bring in air, all of these things, and it, you know, burns an acre, 2 acres. Henderson open spaces should be cleared of everybody that's down there. All the homeless, anybody that's down there – it should be just be cleared because they've already had two fires. I saw something on Facebook the other day about the fires behind these people's homes right there. And once that gets going, they're not going to be able to save all those homes.
And what's happening is you get three or four starts all at one time. Yesterday, or I believe it was yesterday, maybe it was the day before, we had a start down at the Shasta Auction Yard down in Cottonwood. We had a start down on Gas Point Road, and we had another start all at one time in that one area.
Yeah.
All of which had potential to, like the auction yard fire, that burned down that, if that had started down that hill.
Burned
down one of the barns, but if that had gone down the hill, that would have burned out the whole back of Anderson and Balls Ferry Road, the whole, I mean, that was huge.
And what, did they know what started it?
Well, no. Except that in a lot of instances, power lines have been an issue because of the wind and those issues. So we just can't be careful enough. And the reason I brought that up specifically is we did have a ticket made the other day for somebody throwing a cigarette out of a car.
Yeah.
A boat that had become some kind of a trailer that had become unhitched on the freeway and dragging. People, you just can't be careful enough at this point. Do not park in tall grass. You have catalytic converters. You have hot bottoms under your car. Do not park on that grass because those are some of the issues. That just some little spark just takes a minute.
And the but again, let's go back to we've had several fires caused by illegal camping, illegal out there. And if you've got a problem in that area, it seems like that would be. And I should have asked Julie about this, so I will. Ask Barry about it. Why aren't we focusing on getting those people out of there, you know, during this time frame? And you know, you want go down to the Veterans Hall down here on Yuba Street. There's so many there now. You know, let them camp out there, but get them out of the places where a fire can destroy them.
Absolutely.
Homes.
You know, and just to throw a little more heat on the fire, I know I've been following just kind of some conversations on Facebook and in some other areas, specifically up in Oregon and what have you, they have tied some of the fires to starts, specifically by Antifa and some of those places.
Well, you know, I've heard that.
I'm saying is just be aware. If you see strange cars, you see anything moving around your communities, we need to watch ourselves a little bit and pay attention to what's going on because boy, this is not a good time to get any kind of a fire going. The conditions are just ripe for another car fire or something worse.
And I don't know how much we've cleaned up from the car fire or Snowmageddon. I still think there's, I've seen areas out there where there's still trees down.
Yes,
and when it gets hot like this. So anyway, what we're saying, everybody, is be careful out there. Be alert. If you see smoke, just assume it's a fire and call the fire department. Exactly. Tell them where you saw that.
And we are well staffed in all the departments.
I mean, nobody is doing burns out there, so if you see a fire, you're right. Thanks to REU when they brought in those 12 firefighters these are cadets, but they're also trained in firefighting, so they can be out there on the roads too. In fact, hardest part is keeping the new ones that he's been hiring because they're getting hired away.
Anderson Fire Protection District is running two full engines every day, and they have another engine stationed at cover for other stations throughout. All of the departments are everybody's out and ready, so fully staffed.
You know, somebody, we had some people call in while Julie Winter was on the show, and I'm sorry that because when I saw that you two, the callers that were there, I'm sorry that I'd gotten past that last break and I had, you know, and I was giving Julie a chance to say what she wanted to accomplish, and she had to leave early to go to work. So my apologies to you two for that, Lori and Mimi. Sorry. I'll try not to do that again. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we come back. Tracy Edwards from Ready Rancheria will join us.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A political hit job, that's how President Trump describes a soon-to-be-released book that says Mr. Trump downplayed the coronavirus threat early in the outbreak. The president says that what he actually did was to avoid sending the country into a panic.
We don't want to jump up and down and start shouting that we have a problem that is a tremendous problem, scare everybody.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden accusing Mr. Trump of a dereliction of duty. Earlier in the outbreak, though, Biden accused the president of being xenophobic for imposing a travel ban on China. That's where the virus originated. Senate Republicans sounding somewhat optimistic ahead of today's planned vote on their COVID-19 relief bill.
Optimistic not that the bill will get the 60 votes needed to advance, but that the GOP can muster at least 51 votes, a symbolic victory allowing them to project party unity on the issue. The $500 billion proposal would funnel money toward what the GOP sees as top priorities. More money for schools and colleges, funds for the depleted Paycheck Protection Program, and extending $300 per week jobless benefits to Americans on a employed by COVID-19. Bob Agnew reporting.
It was someone's home. One of many buildings consumed by a wildfire in California. Three people died in a massive blaze burning northeast of San Francisco. Two people killed while trying to escape the inferno in Santiam Canyon, Oregon.
Due to the treacherous conditions, deputies commandeered a front end loader to clear that road and get up there. As they entered this area, they had the assistance of fire crews to do this. When they arrived, they did find the two victims in a vehicle.
That's Marion County Sheriff Joe Cast. On Wall Street, stocks moving between gains and losses. Right now, the Dow is down 91 points. The S&P is off 9. The NASDAQ, flat. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably three times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park, Grove, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1330, equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The European Commission president to meet with British Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove for more talks focusing on Brexit.
Before leaving Brussels, Mr. Šefčovič echoed other European leaders when he insisted the withdrawal agreement was not up for renegotiation. He said he hoped Michael Gove would assure him that the letter, the spirit, and the timetable of the agreement would be respected. If not, there's talk of Brussels possibly taking legal action. The outcome of today's meeting is also significant for the future of trade talks between the two sides. The EU says it still wants a deal, but that the UK respecting the withdrawal agreement is fundamental.
That's the BBC's Katja Adler. India reporting another record spike in new coronavirus infections with more than 95,700 new cases in the past 24 hours. The country's death toll has now pushed beyond 75,000. News and analysis at townhall.com. One poll suggests that the so-called silent support for President Trump could play a major role in the upcoming election.
During a Tuesday night North Carolina rally, President Trump received a very loud expression of support. But those cheers are not reflected in the numbers of many tracking polls, which show Mr. Biden holding an advantage of 2 to 12 percentage points over Mr. Trump. But a newly published Rasmussen poll says that 17% of likely U.S. voters with strong approval for Mr. Trump are less likely to let others know how they intend to vote, compared with only 8% of the strongly disapprove. It's a large variable whose significance will only be known in November. George Bonzani reporting.
Actress Diana Rigg has died. Among other roles, she played Emma Peel in the 60s TV series The Avenger. Her family says she succumbed to cancer. Diana Rigg was 82. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Carl Bott, Trish Clark here. Phone lines are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today's the 10th of September, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community encouraged. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. And I am here with Trish.
And
good morning, Trish.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings. And it's 61 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 92 and a low of 58. The humidity is up to 47%, and that's really good to help with the fires. And the wind is only 2 miles per hour, so that's going to help. Probably no precipitation anytime in the future, but at least the weather conditions are a little more conducive to controlling some of the fires. The rest of the week, we're looking for a high of 94 on Friday, a low of 62, and on Saturday, a high of 95 and a low of 60. On Sunday, a high of 92 and a low of 59. Monday, 88 and 50. And looking in the 80s for the rest of the week, and the 10-day forecast pretty much says that it's going to stay that way and not get so hot. We can do with that. The weather is always is brought to us by
Shasta
Gas Propane.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I just had to turn the cooler down. If anybody else can hang meat in here. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, we happen to
our
have,
customers
we
have to have are warm lot. Friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
We happen to have a lot of high-speed equipment back there. See, up here it's kind of cool because this is where, you know, there's nothing in here. But you go back where Sue is. And
she's got a sweater on too, Carl. Well, it's
hanging meat. It's 20 below in here.
Maybe I just have a real warm personality here.
I think
something.
So.
Anyway, hey, Sue, quick update.
Okay, more than 150 homes have been destroyed or damaged in the Slater Fire. This is 5 miles north of Happy Camp in the Klamath National Forest. The blaze burned 40,000 acres, threatening 400 homes. One person has been killed as a result of the Slater Fire. The Bear Fire in the North Complex has claimed the lives of three people and has grown to more than 200,000 acres in less than 24 hours.
Where's this at?
The Bear Fire is part of...
Of that complex. Is that down around Yuba?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Okay, this is,
okay.
Like near Butte.
Yeah, okay.
So 200,000 acres, less than 24 hours, growing at a very high rate of speed. We also have additional fires burning. This is the Butte Hema Glen Lightning Complex, 69,735 acres, 58% contained. So once again, that's why we're seeing so much smoke here. And once again, people are perishing. Be careful if you're heading up in the higher elevations. We do have heavy construction between Pollard Flat and Mount Shasta. Construction near O'Brien. This is on Interstate 5 along the corridor. 299 west towards the coast. Expect delays between DeLoma and Willow Creek. Also delays if you are traveling on 299. This is near 89 and on 44 this morning. Traffic reduced on Interstate 5 between Reading and Anderson down to 55 miles per hour. And now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, and the Creek Fire Complex that where they had to use the National Guard to rescue people. In fact, National Guard's been rescuing people in different spots. Is I think that was, what, close to 200,000 acres?
Yes.
And is zero containment, and it's heading for Yosemite. So that ought to be interesting.
Yes, and we did have a school that was destroyed in one of the fires. I'll bring that up in just a moment. Come back.
Okay. Hey, we're happy to have with us Tracy Edwards.
Good morning.
Reading Rancheria. The CEO, the what?
I'm the CEO for the tribe,
okay,
yes.
That's what I thought.
Tribal member and CEO.
And also Michael
Let's get Michael closer here. I'm sorry. Michael
Hollowell.
Hollowell. Correct. Okay, I got it. Thanks for joining us today. So many things going on out there. And one of the things that I think we're going to have Glenn on next week.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, to talk about this specifically, but y'all opened up another clinic.
We did. Central Valley Healthcare. We cut the ribbon this week and started seeing patients this week. So that is our fourth clinic that we are opening, and we're going strong, doing well, providing health care for everybody in the community.
Well, the fourth clinic now, and unfortunately, I couldn't be there. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Yes, it was Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay, when it opened. But so that's the fourth clinic.
Yes.
And I know
the locations are the others.
Yeah.
So we have our original location on Churn Creek, where we it's called Churn Creek Healthcare, and we continue to see Medi-Cal patients. We have our Liberty Street Clinic, which is our clinic where we see Native Americans and their families. We have our Trinity Health Center up in Weaverville.
Right.
That's been a wonderful, that's, I can't explain. You know what, that, great.
I want to get a little bit, you know, more into this, but I'm going to save a lot of the, you know, more specific questions for Glenn. But,
don't want to steal his
thunder. I do want to, and then now this one in.
And then this one in Central Valley. Okay. And our council was.
Where in Central Valley?
Right next to the fire station.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And everybody's asked. We have a lot of tribal members who grew up in the area and felt very close to the name Central Valley, so we decided to call it Central Valley Health Center.
I was going
to
ask you about that. Because they're
old school.
It's old school, and I think they're kind of at the very beginning of the incorporation of the city of Shasta Lake. You'd gotten a lot of trouble for doing that because they were trying so hard to establish their identity. But now they've got their identity, so that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now I know what we're talking about here. Exactly. I should know that more. Hey, but what would you say? Just your best estimate, and you probably know it. But how many people are you all helping?
Ooh. So numbers, Carl, I went to law school, so I wouldn't have to remember numbers. So.
I know that just the one here in Reading was helping 6,000.
Yeah.
We had 6,000 people on Medicare and Medi-Cal.
Right.
That was just one spot.
It
so
is.
I can't
We're in excess of 10,000 patients.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now these are people that are on Medicare, Medi-Cal.
Mm-hmm.
These are the ones that be going to emergency rooms.
Correct.
Maybe not have regular doctors or having to go into walk-in clinics.
Correct.
Like Hilltop and those.
Uh-huh.
So what they have is now is able to go to these clinics. They have doctors that they know.
Uh-huh.
So this is 10,000 people you've kind of taken off and out of the emergency room.
Absolutely.
Hopefully.
And Partnership Health has been great. They contacted us and said, we need help. We need doctors that these patients can go to. And so we were like, absolutely. We feel very strong about serving underserved people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're about. And so it worked perfectly. They've been great. There's just so many patients out there to be seen. So there's enough to go around.
Well, when you mentioned Partnership Health Plan, I immediately think of Randall Hempling,
mm-hmm.
who is the, I think he's head of that board for the Northern Division.
Yes.
And the cost that their cost is something like, they save, literally, tens of millions of dollars in overhead that goes right back into our patients.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and when I have Randall on, and he's a friend and he's a great guy, we talk about Partnership Health.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so they are your –
Yep, they are partners with us. They contacted us, and that's when we opened our first extension clinic in Churn Creek, and now we're on our fourth one.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this could keep going.
It could, definitely. And actually, we are hoping to maybe expand our Churn Creek location, the one over by Enterprise High School.
Mm-hmm.
We need more space. There's more patients. And so we're looking at expanding that one also.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well,
that's been a great
you.
Thing. Yeah.
Well, it has been. And like I said, Glenn will be on next Tuesday, in fact, to talk about all of the clinics and being more specific and everything like this. But I wanted to talk about that because this is a 10,000 people.
And the main thing to recognize is that it's the public in general. It is
not just the tribal.
It's not just tribal members.
Right.
It's not just
a lot of people are unaware of it.
Yeah, that's definitely a fair question. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back after that. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You talk about somebody that's been helping people also. It's Judy Maxwell. She's been doing this since 1993. And I tell you what, she just became a star after the car fire. So many people lost their homeowner's insurance because they lived in a certain area. Not that they were on fire, not within miles of the fire, but they were in that circle that our insurance companies drew, and they lost their homeowner's insurance. And Judy was able to help everybody that came in to see her. Everybody that we sent in came out, and not only were they so happy with what she did for them that way, they moved like their business insurance, they moved everything over to Maxwell Insurance and Financial. This is the type of service you get from a woman who knows the business and has such a well-trained crew working with her. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and her phone number is 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and yes, I have insurance with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All right, we'll be right back with Tracy Edwards and Mike Hollowell.
And a quick fire update. The Bear Fire in the North Complex claimed the lives of three people, 20,000 people under evacuation orders. The Bear Fire raced towards Oroville and destroyed the Feather Falls School at 2651 Lumpkin Road in Oroville. West Valley High School is now closed due to poor air quality in the area.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. Well, I love Jenny painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town.
Yeah, this is my town. Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 17th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas goes directly to supporting Turtle Bay's educational programming. To learn more or donate online, visit turtlebay.org.
Ad paid for by Yes on 22. Save app-based jobs and services. A coalition of on-demand drivers and platforms, small businesses, public safety, and community organizations. Committee major funding from Lyft and Uber Technologies.
Times are tough. A pandemic, historic unemployment.
So what do Sacramento politicians do? Pass a new law trying to make it illegal for rideshare and food delivery drivers to work as independent contractors.
Politicians are taking away drivers' right to work how they want, putting hundreds of thousands of drivers out of work, and threatening to shut down rideshare and delivery services.
At the worst possible time.
That's why we need Prop 22. Yes on 22 protects drivers' right to work as independent contractors, saving hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Yes on 22 is supported by the overwhelming majority of drivers by a 4-to-1 margin.
And by the California Small Business Association and the California Peace Officers Association.
They all urge you to vote yes on 22 to save app-based jobs and services.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Take the census today. For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Well,
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:19 in the morning here, about 68? No, gosh, 62.
62.
Going up to 93 today, partly cloudy. It's not partly cloudy, it's partly smoky.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could call this cloudy when it's just all smoke. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by your little sister in crime, Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. You know, we have Clark and Clark on some of our Thursdays, and I actually get the morning off. Then I worry because I have to listen to see what you've done.
You never know what's going to come out of our mouths.
Yeah. Sharon, by the way, Home Helpers has really picked up the slack during this COVID because so many of the caregivers from other places could not get to the people they were helping. And so Sharon really expanded out. Helping those people, whether it's an hour a day, 2 hours a day, a couple of days a week, or 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And she's looking for some more amazing caregivers. If you've ever thought about this, whether it's part-time or full-time, give Sharon a call at 226-8350 or go to readinghomehelpers.com for more information. Trish and I are here with Tracy Edwards, who is CEO of Reading Rancheria, and Mike Hollowell, who is the attorney for the Reading Rancheria. He's the new guy. He's been here for 3 years.
Yep.
And
you got it.
It's got to take like 5 years.
That's right.
At least. And then, now, Tracy, I'm just going to just throw this one out right away because we just talked to Julie Winter about it. Uh-huh. There is a lawsuit that Reading Rancheria has put brought against the city concerning that sale of land that we talked about in the last hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I frankly didn't know anything. I knew it had been done, and I knew about the lawsuit, but I didn't know all the background on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really surprised that it wasn't announced. So, can you tell us a little bit about the lawsuit?
I can. You know, the first thing I want to say is I think we were absolutely shocked to hear what had happened. We had no idea that was going on. We were unaware of any of it until I got a call and was told, and I was like, what? Are you kidding me? I'm not sure if those were my exact words, but, you know, we were just definitely blindsided. And lawsuits are definitely the last resort, I think. The tribe, as you know, we are all about working together, working with people, and litigation is the last resort. And so we took that very seriously. The city sold a piece of land to Shasta Land Holdings, LLC. If I get this right, I'm going to ask Mike to correct me. I believe the corporation was formed in February.
It was registered in the state of California in February. Yes.
So in February, this was registered with the state, and the manager of that is one of Red Emerson's daughters. And the city sold in March this piece of land to Shasta Land Holdings, LLC, unbeknownst to us. So we find out about this, and the tribe has looked at it, and we feel strongly that not all the rules were followed, and that the way, we haven't talked to the city, we didn't know anything about it, so we didn't have a chance to do anything. So in order to feel like we need to get this record straight, we felt like we had to do this.
Now,
were you aware that land was there and available?
No.
Or even that it existed.
No, and here's the thing. I'll tell you what. We've been working well with the city and the county for years. I have nothing negative to say about
decades.
The city. Decades. Yeah. You know, and we've had this great relationship.
Since the 80s.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. And we had been, our staffs, the casino staff and the staff at the city had been working on the Bocelli Lane issue for years. You know, we've been talking about Costco for years. We've been talking about the casino and where are all these cars going to go? Is it going to be a diverging diamond? Are they going to add lanes? What traffic? We were completely aware that all issue was going on, and we've been working with the city staff on that. So it was shocking to us to all of a sudden the access that we've been working on with the city has been now sold to an organization, and that's going to affect how we're going to get onto our property. So, you know, I think we've been working with the city on this, and so it was just completely a shock.
Let's go to Mike. You know, and Julie explained it to us that, when you're doing, this is in closed session, and you're doing a sale of land, you can do those things. But I said, aren't you supposed to, let other people know? I mean, we've got two heavyweights here battling it out.
And this is, we're talking about millions of dollars here, mm-hmm. millions of dollars that can be coming into our city and county. So how did, so this piece of land that was there that the city owned, how does this work?
Yeah, so we're talking about South Bocelli Lane,
right.
And it dies into the tribe's I-5 property. What the mm-hmm. city did on May 19th, all in one meeting, it was May 19th.
May 19th, sorry. Yes.
So the city parceled off basically a third of a football size portion of South Bocelli Lane. They parceled it off. They used the summary vacation process to classify it as no longer public use.
Yeah, it means vacating, not vacation.
Correct, vacating the property.
Vacating the property.
And then they also classified it as exempt surplus and then sold it to Shasta Land Holdings for what Mayor Winters said was fair market value. I think it's important to recognize that was $1,075. And that was all done on the same night, May 19th, with no notice to the tribe. It's also important to keep in mind that this is under COVID-19 restrictions, where Governor Newsom has waived some of the Brown Act requirements for open public meetings. And so it's just disappointing that this is where we're at and that the tribe was forced to look for a remedy in the courts.
So you knew the land was there, but it was something that the city had. So on one night... I just want to make sure I understand this. So on one night, they vacated that land, a third of a football field, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then at the same time.
Which effectively blocks your access
to
the property
the point
for anything
I'm
other
at.
Than agricultural use.
Correct.
Right. And so then they sold it that night for $1,000. Probably if they'd put this for open bid, it had gone for more than $1,000.
We would have paid more than $1,000 for it.
And so what that does is like Trish just said, that effectively blocks you from that part of using that as an entrance or exit.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Kay. Oh, Kay, hang up. Okay. Sorry, Kay. Well, was the whole city council on for this?
You know, again, I have to reiterate, we've been working forever with the city and the counties and the staffs. And I think that I'm guessing that it's the city council of the last couple of years who changed their mind and decided all of a sudden that this was not a good project. So, the current city council, I've got lots of thoughts and reasons about why they might have changed their mind. But I think that it was just this current city council who has decided that this is not a good project for lots of reasons. Our understanding is that that Michael
DeQuisto,
thank you, was the lone dissenting vote.
Okay, and I think that's on tape someplace.
Well,
right?
And recognize, I think for the public out there, we talk about these things, but it's not clear to them what happens when you have these meetings always. So there are things that are okay to talk about in closed session. It's not a secret meeting.
Correct.
It's not something that's incorrect. Real estate negotiations are an allowable closed session discussion. But after an action is taken by a council or a board in closed session, they must come out and then report any action that was taken. So that's where you get DeQuisto's comments.
Correct.
Are at the when they come out and they make a closed session announcement, usually the attorney does that and announces that the board took action or the council took action to do all these different things. That gives the council then an opportunity to speak on the record mm-hmm. about their position. And Mr. DeQuisto is the councilman who voted no based on he felt it had some issues.
Litigation issues. And, that's public record.
And Michael, by the way, is a lawyer.
Yes.
So.
And he made that clear in his comments to the city council on why he was voting no. And, that's on video of that May 19th city council meeting about 20 minutes in is Mr. DeQuisto's comments.
And the only reason I make that point is because sometimes we get the conversation going in the community that somehow something was leaked to you off of the record. You're going by what was
absolute
record.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the actions taken, that's how you know what happened in closed session.
Correct.
Because they have to report out by law.
Right. And we didn't know about this till after the fact. Then we go back and say, what the heck happened at that meeting? And that's when we became aware of it.
Because as listed on a closed session item, is often hard to determine exactly what they're going to be discussing in closed session. Even though that is listed, it might have something as a ambitious or
ambiguous.
Ambiguous as a parcel of land for discussion. Mm-hmm. Or it doesn't specifically state what kind of action is it.
It is. And, just because of all of the negotiations and stuff that have been going on,
I'm still not understanding why we weren't aware of it beforehand.
So the land was there. Mm-hmm. And so I can understand this as a layman here, but you all bought that portion of land where you want to put the casino,
mm-hmm.
and you bought that land when?
From the city of Reading.
We bought that land from the city of Reading.
Two pieces. So the first component was 2003.
Right.
Stratos.
Okay.
Yeah, and then...
Stratos. Okay, yeah.
Stratos property. Strawberry Field. Yes, Strawberry Field. And so, you know, And the second piece, when did you purchase the second piece?
2010 from the city.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we bought these properties, and I think we have been crossing our T's and dotting our I's for the last 20-plus years going through this process. We have not cut any corners. We have followed everything. And people have been asking me for 20 years, you know, when's this casino going to be built? And so we see the finish line. You know, we see the finish line. We're getting towards the end of this process because we're going through our environmental review process, as the community knows. Mm-hmm. Community had a chance to come speak, send letters. That's been going on for the last year or two. And then, and in that process, the city and the county are cooperating government agencies, so they've been weighing in on all this environmental stuff. Everything's been going well. I mean, we're aware of their concerns. We're aware that traffic was an issue. We're aware that noise was an issue. You know, we're aware that the residents have issues. I mean, we knew about the noise, so we backed off and took away our outdoor amphitheater. You know,
the river there.
Yeah, and we got a lot of backlash for people who thought we shouldn't have done that. But out of courtesy for neighbors, we've just been doing everything. And then all of a sudden, the current city council and the current county board decide to write a letter. They decide to write a letter opposing our project. They didn't have to. You know, they decided to do that. And, you know, everything just changed in about the last year or two. So, I don't know.
It is interesting that that whole area, though, it's not just, and we got to take a break here, but it's not just a tribe building the casino. Everything that, as you pointed out, Trish, everything that's been tried to be built there has been fought and defeated by a group of citizens from that general area. And, of course, you know, there's probably other people involved in it, too. But there is, they're still fighting Costco right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lawsuit against Costco right now.
Yeah.
Even though that was, you know, 5-0, you know, in favor of putting it there. So, hey, we're going to take a break. We're here with Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria, and Mike Hollowell, the attorney for Reading Rancheria. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, where Linda, when she has a few minutes, will drop by.
It's a favorite candy store.
Oh, my gosh.
Wonderful place.
And you know what? As I pointed out to everybody, when we're locked in for COVID for 90 days, this is a great – she's got – Rebecca has one display case that's for guys to come in and it says I'm sorry on it, so that for 90 days I picked up my I'm sorry bobble.
Scotty, are you out there? Can you hear that?
And you know what? And Linda goes, "What's this for?" I said, "For the last 90 days." And she goes, "You obviously were in the wrong case." She didn't say that. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. All right, we'll be right back with Tracy Edwards and Mike Hollowell of Reading Rancheria.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online at AM 1460. According to the Trinity County Sheriff's Office, an evacuation order has been listed for the community of Denny, a temporary evacuation point set up at Burt Ranch School at 251 Burt Ranch School Road. The Red Salmon Complex at 71,610 acres, 17% contained. And once again, it looks like, according to the Trinity County Sheriff's Office, an evacuation order has been issued for the entire community of Denny.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading City Council, and most of those years, I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Reading Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the City of Reading, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Reading Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor. District 4.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th.
Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort.
Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, a friendly group of people down there, professional group of people down there, that helped so many people during the COVID crisis and continue to help people. They are still moving local dreams forward through all of this craziness that's going on out there. COVID, Snowmageddon, fires, more fires. Well, Cornerstone Community Bank is there to help you. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by one of the two locations here in Reading at 1845 California Street or in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. We're here with Tracy Everett, CEO of Reading Rancheria, and Mike Hollowell, who is the attorney there. You know what? I just learned something during the break that I didn't understand at all. I thought that the part that they vacated to sell in the closed session was a piece of property, but it's not.
It's a public road. That is the property.
The property is a public road that was sold.
Pichelli Lane.
South Pichelli Lane.
Was sold. Not. I thought. Well, why wouldn't you look at the property if it's right next to you and because you bought the other pieces of property? Well, it's because it's a road.
So that was what was vacated and sold.
It was. And that was my comments about we've been working with the city. We knew we were going to have to improve roads. I mean, we've been talking about...
An existing road that would have to be upgraded.
Yeah,
to handle.
Absolutely. Correct. Yeah, it never occurred that they would sell the road.
I think enough said.
So can I buy the section of road here in front of me, in front of the studio? I guess not, because that's Caltrans. But can I find, like, on my street, buy part of my city street? Is that what we're saying?
Not a normal thing.
I suppose. I don't know.
Well, no, but it would be... Okay.
No.
I was totally... Okay, I was just... I did not understand this, and I've been... I haven't been following this every day or anything like that, but I did not realize they sold the road, the south. That has you said it has sewer openings.
Yeah,
and,
there's either storm or sewer storm infrastructure or sewer. There, manhole yeah. covers, yeah.
Okay.
It's paved. I mean, it goes right up to our gate.
One of the things that irritated the city council was the fact that the that Redding Rancheria was going to, when they... You can have properties put into your trust that then the taxes that they were paying before no longer happen. In this case, the mini mart, the Holiday Inn, maybe a couple other things. And so that was going to cost the city hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, just to clarify, these are parcels that were developed under regular standards that any business owner. Right. Would pay, go through the planning process, correct. Which you don't have to do all the CEQA things and stuff that are required of the city and the county if you do it on sovereign land.
But we do it on sovereign land.
If you do it on sovereign right. land. So these were on private properties at the time they were built, and you went through the process, paid the regular taxes, and are paying sales tax and all those things that other businesses do.
Absolutely.
And in the process of declaring this new piece as sovereign land, you're also including those parcels.
No, it's actually separate applications, and that's one thing to clarify.
Well, okay, good.
It'd be a separate timeline. So the application for the Hilton Garden Inn and the separate application for the Mini Mart, those were on a separate timeline and really haven't even started down the fee to trust process. The BIA and the Department of Interior have been focusing on the I-5 casino relocation, and you know, quite frankly, any talk about taxes, TOT taxes, or taxes currently being paid by the mini mart, once that process and those trust applications move along, there's something called the Part 151 regulations that the Department of Interior looks at these jurisdictional conflicts. And it's an opportunity for really government to government to meet and come up with payment in lieu of taxes agreements. The tribe has been trying to sit down with the city and the county to hash out these agreements, but more focusing on the casino project.
Okay, so we go through the same process. We would look at the tax exchange agreement or PILT or any of those
things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
So you're saying, okay, you're not going to get this much in taxes, but we'll pay in lieu of taxes. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And it's just important that it's a separate timeline,
separate
process.
It is a separate distinction.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Mark, good morning.
Well, good morning. And boy, am I glad I tuned in to you today.
Well, I'm glad you tuned in today.
I tune in every day, but you know, I heard about this, and I didn't get all the information as of yet, but in looking into it, I went online and I looked at their environmental impact statement, all 609 pages of it. Took me 3 days to read it. That's an amazing project that they want to do, and it benefits the city. And I'm thoroughly disgusted with the unconscionable effort of our city council to undermine what the Wintu people are trying to do. You know, last year I went at the State of the City address. The mayor then, Julie Winter, apologized to the Indians for the injustices that were done to them for the last several hundred years. And now they do it again. The only decent person on that council at the time has got to be the attorney. And he understood what was going to happen. Now we're in a lawsuit. And we're spending more of our tax dollars to defend the city in this lawsuit when we shouldn't be there in the first place. If we would have done something like that to this small group of people that fight everything down there, how would they feel if they couldn't get to their home? If we blocked it with the technicality of buying a road or a piece of property and say, oh, well, you can't get through here anymore. It's like getting water rights back in the old Western days when the ranchers would put up a dam to stop water from going to another ranch. That's just not the American way.
Well, I tell you what, I was, you know, I that's why I wanted to ask about the during the break. I said, well, if the land was there, why didn't y'all look at it? And they said, it's not land, it's a road. And that just, that just thoroughly amazed me. And it's just in Trisha's face, who has seen, after 20 years of being in this kind of work, it just, you should have seen her face.
Well, so. I find it interesting. This is, you're right, Mark. This has been a very eye-opening segment that we've had on the show today, because I think a lot of things have become a lot clearer. Good for people to understand and know the facts. We can't get that out of a newspaper article or what we think we know or perception. Good.
Somebody said that. Why not buy a piece of land, put a toll booth on it then? Okay.
Well, maybe now he wants to sell it back to the tribe and make an astronomical profit.
Well,
I don't know what his motivation is.
I didn't realize.
What I can see and what I read, it looks like the Red Emerson has 500 acres down there on the river that butts up to the. To the, this project. But one of the things I read in their environmental impact statement is that property that they're developing borders up to the river, and they're actually going to work on the river. They're going to work on the embankment of the river to improve it. I mean, who else is going to do that?
609 pages. I salute you. Hey, Mark, we got to run. Thank you so much for your phone call, though.
Thank you.
You bet.
I think it's important to concentrate on, we have two major entities here. I certainly don't want the people to get the impression that we now all of a sudden need to hate Sierra Pacific and
all the things they've done
in this community because they are an important part of Shasta County and the state of California. This is just an uncomfortable thing that the city actually has kind of pitted people against each other, and I feel badly about that.
I do. I'll make a quick comment. I'm deciding whether or not to make the comment. All of this, I talked about us working through this whole thing, and up until a couple years ago, myself and Barbara Murphy, our former CEO and tribal elder who's no longer with us, her and I actually had went and met with Red, and he was one of the first people we went and met with when we were working on the project. And at the time, Red had assured us that he wasn't going to oppose the project. So I think that was another thing that we weren't expecting. So I think that was
I think people change over a period of time, the people involved in different situations, certainly the city council, the characters that have changed. And so I really encourage people not to take personal sides in this whole
thing.
Look at the project, because there's certainly, some longstanding.
And he has a right to, and of course he has a right to oppose it if he wants.
Absolutely.
But this is on something as big as this is, reaching out to everybody. But this thing with the selling of a road to an opposing
group. It's a bit unusual.
Unusual? Okay, let's take a quick break. Mike Huber, State Granite, has been custom altering homes in Shasta County for over 16 years. Since he started this business, it's a better-known business, and I can tell you that the work he does is just outstanding. He's the kind of guy that we gave him the keys to our house while we were gone for 4 days and said, redo the kitchen. And he did. It's beautiful. People come in and go, oh, my gosh. And this was several years ago, and it still is just as beautiful as it was the day he made it. And this is the kind of work he does. I can thoroughly recommend Mike Huber and Estate Granite. Learn more at estategranite.com or give him a call at 241-STONE. We'll be right back.
Country roads, take me home to the place.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Take the census today. For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Trish Clark here on Thursdays.
Love Thursday morning.
Yeah, my Thursday girl here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. They've been with us for longer than the station has been on the air. And when I was at it, Linda and I were at a different station. And we can't say enough about them. A better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They play by the rules. The sanitation of the chairs, all the equipment, you're wearing disposable drapes when they're cutting your hair. I mean, it's a whole enchilada there. It's Cypress Square Barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. How do I know that? It's got it written right on the on the glass there.
Yes.
Within a couple feet of the bullet hole that's gone through there, somebody shot into it. Who knows when? But you works on appointments. Give them a call at 244-9478. We're here with Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria, and Mike Hollowell, the attorney. And what we've been talking about is opening up the new health center. Mm-hmm. That's the fourth one that the Redding Rancheria has opened. Over 10,000 people have been helped with this. They're seeing over 10,000. Glenn Hayward's going to be on next Tuesday to talk specifics about all of the clinics. And we talked about the lawsuit that's happening now. And just to try to be a quick synopsis is that the city in a closed meeting vacated a portion of the land on Bocelli Road. Well, the land happens to be the road, a portion of the road with a manhole cover in there, which means you can, you know, for storm drains and for getting down into the system. In a closed session, in one day, took that land, vacated it, and then sold it.
Declared it surplus.
Declared it surplus. And it's about the size of a third of a football field, and they sold it for $1,000, $1,007, to a group that is opposed to the casino being built. And
And one of the city council members, when it came out of closed session, said, this is wrong. We should, you know, you can't do this. And he opposed it. That was Mike DeQuisto. And so when that happened, Red Rancheria saw what you've done essentially is cut us off from our property by buying a section of the road, not the land, but the road. And so there's a lawsuit that was filed.
Correct.
Am I right? Did I capture that?
You nailed it.
Okay. Well, so what's the next steps? What happens now? Because they've already started tearing up that. They already started tearing up the road, from what I understand. Is that when? How do you tear up a portion of the road?
Well, the road ends at our property line.
Right.
So there was some equipment out there. We're not sure exactly what they were doing with their land, with the road, maybe tearing it up. I don't know. So we've asked them to stop doing that, and that's where we're at right now.
Now, the land that you're going to develop, it ends at the land you're going to develop, or the land that is, because your hotel sits right there.
It does. So if you go drive down past the hotel, down the hill past the hotel,
okay.
Bocelli Lane literally ends at our gate to our I-5 property.
And so that was in front of that then?
Yes.
Here's a question, and you can ask. You probably know about this. Has the appraisal been made public to be reviewed to make sure all aspects of the property were taken into consideration to make sure the public got fair market value on the property that controls access to such a big project?
I think no. If they did it in the same day they declared it,
we are still going through the process of certifying the public record, but we're not sure that appraisal took place.
Hmm. Because we got in a huge battle, if you remember, when they were building the Sheridan, huge battle over the appraisal
mm-hmm.
for
appraisal,
the property, you know, for the property
several
that,
times. Yeah.
You know, saying, well, it's on a lease, and so it's not worth as much as you would if you were buying it, you know, just off, you know, if it was just out there,
mm-hmm.
Free held. So it was lease held. Okay. Well, where's Radio Rancheria going? I've got like 3 minutes left. Where are you all going here in this next few months?
Well, in the next few months, I think like everybody else, I'll talk a bit about the casino because everybody wants to talk about that. But right now, we are in the business of healthcare, and right now we have a healthcare emergency going on. So we are working with our clinics to make sure that we're testing people, keeping people safe, seeing people. People talk about we're going into the winter. Is it going to get worse? So we are. That's our priority right now. As far as the I-5 property goes, we are continuing down the process of dotting the I's and crossing the T's and doing what we're doing. The environmental impact report has currently been put on hold. I do want to mention, recently we put out a one-time blast asking people to send letters to the Department of Interior. And in about 36 hours, we had 1,400 community members sign a letter that got sent to the Department of Interior supporting our project. And I think that just keeps reiterating that I believe the community really believes in this project. They believe in what it's going to bring, the dollars it's going to bring in, the jobs it's going to provide. I just can't understand why you wouldn't want a project like that. So we will continue to do what we're doing. We'll continue to move down. The tribe will be here till the end of time. We're not going anywhere. So this is our long-term plan for the seventh generation to continue to provide for the tribe. So we will continue to fight this battle.
Do you think this is going to come to a initiative to say, you know, like they did with the shopping center and the auto mall? Do you think it'll come to that?
I'm not sure, Carl. Quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, we will continue through our process with the Department of Interior to get the land put into trust.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, once it's put into trust, then the shooting match is over. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're putting it in trust specifically to build a casino.
Are you getting any support from elected officials? I mean, not at the city, but at, you know.
We have support. We had everybody's support, I thought, until the most recent boards, and then some people we had support of surprisingly voted no, and I'm still scratching my head on some of those. So I'm not really sure what happened in the last round when the boards and the council decided to write letters. I'm not really sure.
Well, are the other city councils in the city and the county taking a position on the Anderson City Council?
They have not taken an official position, but they have definitely supported us. And Shasta Lake did take a position, and they are supporting us.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And like we said, Glenn Hayward, who is, runs the medical side for Redding Rancheria, is going to be on Tuesday to talk medical and what everything at the Rancheria is doing that way. And it just happened to work out that we've had you all both on and within a week of each other. Thanks so much for coming in and explaining what happened there, because a lot of people, I think, were surprised. If I'm looking at the chat room, a lot of people are surprised about that, about what happened.
Well, thank you so much.
Good clarification.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
You bet.
Thanks,
okay, hey, tomorrow's Friday. We've got some more people coming in talking about local events and more. Everybody have a good day. Watch out for the smoke. Remember, the air quality index is just not great today, and it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news on KCNR 96.5 FM on.